MyBridge Radio. That's Vota with Honestly. Good morning. Thanks so much for spending some time with Stan and me today. Joining us on the conversation this morning is Marilee Bradley. We look forward to having Marilee join us each month as we talk about our focus for that particular month. And of course, this month it is on asking. Marilee, looking forward to hearing from you again this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
We've been walking through this year together, talking about each of the focuses of prayer and specifically kind of what those could look like as far as we integrate them in our families and raising our kids. Mm-hmm. And Marilee, as I thought about this one, I thought, you know what? Probably this type of praying, we could learn as much from our kids as they can from us.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. That was my first thought when I heard what the topic was, asking, that I hear so much asking on a daily basis, that there's some really beautiful role modeling that goes on in our house from my kids.
So give us one thought. So as you think about your kids and what they model to us in asking, what's one of your thoughts that you kind of take away from your kids?
Persistency. My kids are persistent. They do not just ask one time. They are going to ask, and they're going to ask, and they're going to ask, you know, and they're just not going to give up about that.
Why is persistence necessary? Why is that an important part of asking?
Oh, I think it's such a part of the honesty of our kids, the natural honesty that they have, that even when they hear our answers, they still want to communicate that that's an issue that still matters to them. So they're going to keep asking. And I think about that in my relationship with the Lord, that sometimes I want to ask one time, and then I just don't want to say it again. So I just want to say, God, I asked for that one time, and then I let it go. Instead of really being honest about my heart, where my heart is crying out for something, my heart is begging for something, but I don't let that happen in my relationship with the Lord.
Persistence demonstrates the intensity of the desire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are we just kind of throwing out whimsical things to God that we really don't necessarily need or really don't passionately want or what, you know? Because I've kind of process sometimes through, like, okay, so it's very clear in Scripture that we're supposed to be persistent in prayer, but I haven't always been clear on why we needed to be persistent. How come one time isn't enough with our Heavenly Father? And I think maybe what you just said connects with possibly one of those maybe major reasons why, because God wants to see how important is that ask really to us.
Mm-hmm.
MyBridge Radio, that is Stephen Curtis Chapman. Love, take me over. So good to have you along with Stan and me on this Wednesday morning. Today we're visiting with Marilee from Lincoln. Now, Marilee joins us every month to talk about our prayer focus from the perspective of a mom with young children at home. And this month we are talking about asking.
So, Marilee, as we continue to talk about what we can learn from our kids about prayer, about asking, we talked about persistence. What's another thought that you have about what we can learn from our kids regarding asking?
My kids ask for things that are totally unrealistic. And they have every faith that I could make that happen if I wanted to. And I love that. And I think that kind of phases out after a while. I feel like even Josh, our oldest, who's just about to be 7, that's kind of phasing out for him a little bit. But I think my kids, when they were really little, they would ask if it was a rainy day and they wanted to go outside, they would ask if I could please make it stop raining. I have to tell them, no, that's not my job. That's God's job. We have to direct that to the right person. But they have full faith that I want to do that for them. And I think that's a beautiful element of prayer, that sometimes I want to just think God can only do the things that I can understand, that I can see how he could kind of do this or he could kind of do that, but I don't want to ask him for the really big stuff that I don't understand how it could ever happen. If I think about the salvation of people who are really hostile towards God, I have a hard time even asking for that because I think, I don't know, can God really do that? I think my faith is so small, and that's revealed in what I ask for or what I don't ask for.
I love that. I love that picture of that child who they're not caught up into trying to understand the practicalities of what their request is or the probability of our capacity to get it done. They'll ask for anything. They think that we can do everything. And boy, wouldn't that be a great way that we could approach God, that we can say, God, I'll ask you everything, and I believe that you can do anything.
I think about a good role modeling my parents did for that when I was really young. We had a neighbor who had cerebral palsy, and he was a good friend of our whole family, and we just loved him. And I remember praying for him at the dinner table that he would get healed. And that is not outside the scope of God's ability, but my parents also realized that that was not likely. But they never corrected my prayers. you know, they let me pray that. And over the years, as I got older and he started asking my parents through his little communication book, they'd have to go through painstakingly and he would point at pictures, but he said he wanted to come to church. And so my dad would walk him to church every Sunday, and then eventually he got baptized. It was a beautiful thing, and I still have total faith that he will be in the kingdom when we get there. And I think his healing is coming. And I think my parents helped me see that, that what I was praying for was being answered, but not in the way that I expected.
To join us this month in the adventure of experiencing the difference that asking makes, visit mybridgeradio.net and make sure that you download the October Prayer Resource Sheet. My Bridge Radio, that's how you forgive. That is Shane and Shane this morning. Appreciate so much you taking the time to keep Stan and me company today. Our guest on the Morning Conversation is a mother of young children in Lincoln, Marilee Bradley.
So Marilee, this morning we've talked about learning from our kids in regards to asking, and we talked about persistence. We talked about what I'll call boldness in our ask.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one more? Do you have one more thought about something that we learned from our kids regarding asking?
I think my kids are honest when things don't go the way they want. And I don't want to do that with God. I want things to be peaceful in my relationship with God. I want to respond in a great way so that I think, well, maybe that will, this is really terrible, that will manipulate God into doing what I want. If I feel like he's saying no, well, then I'm going to take that on the chin and I'm going to have a stiff upper lip and we'll all be fine. But my kids don't have any of that. If I say no to something that they want, they are going to be pretty upset, and they are going to let me know that. And that's something we have to work on with our kids. That's not necessarily a good thing. But I think it does reflect their relationship with me. It does reflect what's going on in their heart. There's that just gut-level honesty that they're sad about it.
You triggered a thought for me, you know, because at first I'm kind of listening to you and thinking, well, are we supposed to whine to God, you know?
Right.
And then I kind of go, yeah, sort of, because here's the deal. Because when your kids are honest with you regarding how they feel about your answer, those are also teachable moments.
Right.
Because if you don't realize that they don't understand why you said no or what their attitude is towards that no, how could you ever walk with them in their attitude?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, God gives us a no and we got an attitude. I mean,
right.
There's plenty of times we've copped an attitude and we don't understand something. And if we're not honest to God, it could become something that really undermines our relationship with him, our faith in him, our perspective about life and prayer and all kinds of things.
And really, I think our model for that is the entire book of Psalms. I mean, what is that if not David whining about stuff sometimes? You know, that there really is this sadness that I don't understand, God, and why won't you do this for me? And, you know, it's real, it's true, it's honest about how we actually feel when those things happen. But I think we try to tamp that down because we think we can manipulate God that way, or we think that's what good Christians are supposed to do.
And once again, it's in our honesty with God that allows God to work in our hearts and to grow us up.
My Bridge Radio, that is Toby Mack, me without you. Gordon and Stan along with you on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for keeping us company. Today we are visiting with Marilee Bradley from Lincoln. Marilee is joining us each month to talk about our prayer focus from the perspective of a mom with young children at home. This month we are talking about asking.
Okay, so Marilee, we've been talking a lot this morning about what we can learn from our kids, but clearly they're asking while having lots of things that we can learn from needs to be kind of shaped as well.
Mm-hmm.
So as you think about shaping your kids asking, it's specifically in relationship to them asking God, what's something that's just kind of important for you that you think, man, if our kids leave our home with this understanding of asking, that would be huge?
I do not want my kids to leave my home thinking that God is the genie in the sky. And I think it's pretty easy for us to communicate that to them, that God is some kind of year-long Santa Claus. And if we want something, then we just ask him for it, and then everything should turn out fine. And that who could believe in that God? Because that's not what our life looks like. So I think it's so important. As a parent, I want everything good and wonderful and beautiful to happen for my child. But helping them to understand that I don't know what God wants for their life, and that it may not look the way I want it to look. It may not look easy. In fact, it very likely won't if they're living well, that there are going to be hard things that come into their life and that that's the will of God too. So I think helping our kids understand having a submissive spirit when the answer to our prayers doesn't go the way we want it to, that that's part of the maturity process, and that God isn't going to just say yes to all the things that we want because that wouldn't be for our best.
Now, that is a hard lesson. That is a really hard lesson. And even as you say that, Merrily, I think about numbers of conversations I've had with adults who really have stopped praying, really. I mean, maybe they say a token prayer for over their meal or something. But, I mean, really hard prayers, asking God for something that's deep in their heart. They've stopped because somewhere along the way, God said no. By it not happening, God said no. And they've gotten disillusioned. So it's not that easy to, on the one hand, which, like we talked about earlier, the beauty of kids asking for everything. And yeah, we want to encourage that, our kids to go to God with everything, big and small. You know, for, don't worry about cleaning everything up. Go to him, ask him. He'll clean it up on the back end. But then to also teach them that there are going to be no's, that everything we ask for isn't what is best for us, and God's going to say no at times, and to not let that cause them to lose their faith and to stop asking.
Right. And when we talk to our kids, it's important that we as parents share the painful no's, that there are times where God says, nope, I know what's best for you, and it's not this thing you're asking for right now.
We will continue our conversation with Merrily and gaining insights on asking in our prayers in just about 20 minutes, so please stay tuned. MyBridge Radio, that is Jeremy Camp with Overcome. Thanks for joining Stan and me and tuning in on this Wednesday morning. Merrily Bradley is our guest for the morning conversation today, and we are focusing on experiencing the difference of asking, which is the focus of our prayers this month.
So Merrily, this morning we're talking about asking, and we've learned early this morning about the things that we can learn from our kids, and now we've been talking about ways that we need to potentially think about shaping our kids asking. We don't need to teach them to ask so much. We need to teach them kind of some things about asking,
right,
and specifically asking God. We talked about being able to handle God's no's. So is there another point that you'd say, boy, I'd love for my kids to have this instilled in them regarding asking before they leave my home?
I think there can be a selfishness in our asking, obviously, and there's some of that that's just good honesty with God. But I think I also want my kids to be intentional about asking for others and about having a passion to see the needs beyond our home and beyond their life. And I think that's something we see as we're teaching our children to pray, when we're teaching our toddlers to pray. There is nothing outside of them. The whole world is just them. And so teaching our kids that when we ask God, we can ask for the big things, and we can ask for the big things outside of our home. We can ask for the big things in our world and in our community and with our friends, and that there's a power in praying for that, and then a power, too, in being able to communicate that to others, that I am praying for you. And to do that intentionally, not just say, I'm going to do that, but do it right then before you forget, I'm praying for you. And just do it, because there is something beautiful about it. And if we really believe it's powerful, it's got to be powerful for everybody and not just for us.
So what does that look like in your home? How do you walk with your kids and work with your kids on praying for others?
For us, it's kind of a redirection of their concerns, because they do have concerns for other people at times. If they hear that a friend is sick so we can't go over for a play date, then let's pray for them. And ultimately, that does kind of feel like it's about them, too. So that kind of helps, you know, when there's some element that feels like it's about them. And so it will be those things that they're worried about or that are on their hearts. Or if we see something, you know, as we're watching the news or something that seems concerning to them as they get older that they're worried about, then we want to pray for those things. And we also try to make it a habit. This may sound silly, but we try to make it a habit when we see an ambulance go by to pray for whatever is going on in that situation. It's a very tangible thing to our kids that we don't know why there's an ambulance going by with sirens on. We don't know who's in there, but we can still be praying for them because God knows those details and he cares about that person, that God doesn't just belong to our family, that he belongs everywhere, and that we can pray for things even when we don't know all the specifics.
The Morning Conversation on MyBridge Radio. MyBridge Radio, that Strong God by Meredith Andrews. Gordon and Stan with you today. And our guest on the Morning Conversation is a mom of young children in Lincoln, Merrily Bradley.
So Merrily, as you are walking with your kids in learning to pray and learning to ask in prayer, is there something else? What's kind of the cornerstone thing that you do as a family? What does integrating prayer look like in the Bradley household?
That's a tough question with as little as our kids are. I think we're still kind of in the phase of life where a lot of our life is just ritual. It's really routine. It's ingraining things and establishing them in our family the same way. Okay, well, you get up, and then you put on your clothes, and then we got to brush our teeth. That prayer is part of that at this point. It's not as spontaneous or spirit-led as maybe I would like as they get older. But right now there are those moments for prayer before bed and moments for prayer before meals. And then as they bring things up, then we want to be intentional about praying for them if we're hearing that they're asking about something specifically.
Marilee, as I think about what you just said about right now, prayer feeling a little bit more ritualistic in walking with your kids. But I remember a statement that someone made to me a long time ago, reflecting on their years growing up, and their parents had a devotion with them all the way through, early in the morning, first thing in the morning before everyone went off to their things. Mm-hmm. They would spend time with God together as a family in devotion. And the thing they told me is they cannot remember one single solitary thing that they learned during that time, but that marked them because they saw how vital and important intimacy with God, connecting with God was to their parents, mm-hmm. that they would prioritize that every single day, mm-hmm. all the time they were growing up. So I think in some ways it's routine, but obviously it flows out of a very real place for you and Brian, and that's marking your kids.
Mm-hmm. I think it is such a reflection of our priorities, and I think it's so good for our kids to see when they're at this age where they kind of feel like, well, Mom and Dad are the ultimate authority, to see us being submissive to authority higher than ourselves is huge. I think that sets them up for good things in life where they realize, nope, even when I'm an adult, I'm not the boss of me. You know, it's the language that we use with them now so that they understand that. But yeah, we want to show them in our prayers that we are bowing our knee to something higher than ourselves. And that's important for them to see us doing it.
MyBridge Radio, that's Oceans by Hillsong United. Thanks so much for spending some time with Stan and me on your Wednesday. Marilee Bradley is our guest on The Morning Conversation today, and we are focusing on experiencing the difference of asking, which is the focus of our prayers this month.
So Marilee, this morning we've talked a lot about our kids. I'm not going to let you get off the hook here. So over the years, what have you been learning about prayer? What's maybe been a sticking point for you on prayer that you had to get over?
I just want to be entirely honest about this, because I feel like if somebody thought that once a month Marilee comes on and it's Ask the Expert time, that would be so wildly inaccurate. And I do not want to give any impression that this is something I have mastered. And in fact, this area of asking may be my biggest prayer struggle. And I think that just has to do with me wanting to have control and wanting to feel like I'm the boss of my life. And so it's hard for me to ask God for things, to admit that I can't just make the things happen that I want. So I don't know if there's somebody else that is really struggling with this topic and is listening and thinking, well, that's all fine, but you know, I'm not sure I can do it, or I'm not sure I understand it, or I'm not sure God hears me, because I think that's where my struggle has really been. And I would look at that all kind of hinging around our infertility situation, that I was incredibly honest with God. I got broken down to a point of just having to be honest for my own sanity to say, God, please, will you do this for us, please? And the answer was just continually no, no, no. You know, every month, every 28 days was a no from God. And that was really hard to hear over the course of years and years and years. But I really think when our biological child, Joel, was born, that was a huge moment of conviction for me, that God did hear me all that time, and that he did have a plan, and that even in my faithlessness, that God was being faithful to me, and I didn't know it. And I look back now, and I just thank God that he had a different plan, because with my plan, three of my kids wouldn't exist in my home, and my adopted kids wouldn't be here, and I would never want to trade what we've got going in our family, and that was God's plan for us and God's best. So I want to encourage people that we need to be asking because that's part of our relationship with the Lord, but that we are, some of us especially, are going to fail in that because we're not very humble, and that God has grace for that. There's forgiveness for that. There's a relationship where God still reaches out to you even when you weren't reaching out the way you should have been, the way that you thought you should, and that God still cares, and that his overall plan for your life is bigger than your sin, and it's bigger than your pride.
Well, Marilee, you may not be an expert, at least according to you, but God has given you some tremendous insights and some tremendous wisdom to share, and we so much appreciate each month when you take the time to do that with us. Today is no exception. Thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you for having me.